This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
There's no longer any question that Robert Mueller, James Comey, Hillary Clinton, these are all deep state, corrupt, treasonous operatives who are trying to stage a deep state coup against the duly elected president of our country, President Donald Trump. Now, these people are evil incarnate. Start with Hillary Clinton. How many times did she lie, not just to the FBI, but she lied to the public over and over again about Benghazi and about Russia collusion and just on and on again. They give her the debate questions ahead of time through CNN and Donna Brazile. She cheats on the debates. They tried to steal the election. They failed. And now they're trying to stage a deep state overthrow of President Donald Trump. And I got to tell you, we the people aren't going to stand for it. In fact, I would say the day is not far off that we the people demand the arrest and prosecution of Robert Mueller, of James Comey, who is a criminal traitor, an anti-American traitor. And in an earlier time, and I'm not saying this should be done today, but I'm saying in an earlier time, traitors like him would be hanged in the streets, okay? That's the kind of thing that used to be done in America. It's not done anymore, but at least he should be prosecuted, indicted, and given a fair trial, all right? For his crimes, his collusion, he covered up the crimes of Hillary Clinton. He wrote that opinion exonerating Hillary Clinton before he even interviewed her as a witness, didn't require her to be under oath so that she could lie, 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 which is all the Clintons ever do. And by the way, all those people out there who promoted and supported Hillary Clinton all these years, do you know that you helped defend a rapist, Bill Clinton, a sexual predator, Bill Clinton? And that Hillary Clinton was the one who went after the women and smeared the women, attacked the women. You know what kind of pain those women have gone through for 20 to 30 years? More like 20, 25 years. They have been blacklisted. They have been defamed, slandered. They have had their reputations destroyed even when they were telling the truth about Bill Clinton raping them. Hillary ran the operation to discredit those women. And to this day, Bill Clinton has still gotten away with sexually assaulting and raping multiple women. The real number is probably 40 or 50 women, but only a few have been brave enough to step forward. But it's still a large number of women who have very, very credible, detailed testimony about what Bill Clinton did to them. And Hillary Clinton gets away with it. She always gets away with everything. But the FBI then goes after Michael Flynn for lying to the FBI, some little lie about a meeting that he had with a Russian ambassador, along with ambassadors of other countries, the UK, China, India, and so on, as part of the transition team engaging in international diplomacy after Trump had won the election. That's the other thing. Every president has a transition team. That transition team begins engaging in international diplomacy the day after the election. They start talking to their counterparts in other countries. It's part of the job of the executive. But I guess liberals are too stupid to know that that's what President Obama did. That's what all the presidents have done, Bill Clinton included. That's what Hillary Clinton would have done as well. When you win the presidency, you start engaging in diplomatic conversations with your counterparts. It's not collusion. It's not a crime. There's no crime. The only crime is that Michael Flynn failed to tell the FBI that he had had that meeting, probably because he didn't want to add to the mania and witch hunt hysteria that was already circulating around Washington due to the fake Russia collusion hoax story, which continues to be fake. ABC News had to retract their claim that Trump ordered Flynn to call the Russians during the presidential campaign. ABC News, with egg on their face, they suspended their journalist who reported that. What was his name? Brian Ross, I think? Suspended him. And Joy Behar, the floozy of The View, had to retract her statement as well, looking like a moron, because she celebrated last Friday that, oh, it's proven now Trump collusion is real. Well, she had to backtrack on that and say she was guilty of spreading false information. So she apologized. ABC News apologized. But a lot of people out there still believe it because the media lies to them constantly. Now, the real criminality going on is inside the FBI. Now, for the record, I know several retired FBI agents, and I've met active duty FBI guys before, you know, at the shooting range and so on. But the guys that I've met, and the gals, they're women in there too, they're all upstanding citizens. I'm not saying that they're bad people in any way, although some of them are. But the real problem is at the top of the FBI. The agency has been corrupted by criminals and traitors known as Robert Mueller and James Comey, who should be arrested and imprisoned. And sadly, they are ruining the reputation of the FBI, which has done a lot of good work over the years in certain cases, you know, going after financial con artists and Ponzi scheme artists and, you know, drug cartel con artists in some cases. A lot, you know, they've captured a lot of criminals, counterfeit artists, whatever. I guess that's U.S. Treasury more than FBI, but FBI does get involved. Nevertheless, run-of-the-mill FBI agents are not bad people, but they're led by corrupt, or they were led by corrupt, traitorous criminals like James Comey, who has ruined the reputation of the FBI. Now, even now, the FBI is refusing to turn over evidence to the U.S. Congress that has been demanded by the House. Representative Nunes has demanded this, and he's about to find the FBI in contempt. We have, oh, and by the way, just for the record, Jeff Sessions has been compromised. There's no question about it. Jeff Sessions, they must have pictures of him doing something with goats or something. That guy, he refuses to take any action against Hillary Clinton and the FBI or any of these collusion-oriented traitors like James Comey and Robert Mueller. Jeff Sessions has been silent on this, just silent. And he, you know, he's anti-cannabis legalization because he wants to keep Big Pharma running a monopoly. He wants to make sure veterans can't get natural medicine so they remain addicted to opioids. Sessions has been a failure. In fact, I think it's time to call for Jeff Sessions to resign. Go back to Alabama. Go home. You are not the person that Trump wanted you to be, or even the American people wanted you to be. You're supposed to go after the criminals. Criminals are right there in front of you. They're Hillary Clinton. They're James Comey. They're Robert Mueller. Debbie Wasserman Schultz. They're right there. Go after them. This is the low-hanging fruit of the century. For God's sake, man, what is wrong with this guy? Again, he's got to be compromised. They got to have evidence on him. That's what Hillary Clinton specializes in, by the way. He's getting photos and video evidence of people in compromising situations. Why do you think they run the Pedogate private jet? The Lolita Express, as it's called. Jeffrey Epstein, already convicted of pedophilia. And they have, what, like 16-year-old girls on that jet. And then they invite politicians on there, like Bill Clinton, who took multiple flights on that jet. And they just make sure, you know, hey, here's a private room for you, Bill. Have at it with that 16-year-old Puerto Rican girl. And then they just get it on film. They just take photos, you know, hidden camera. Boom, it's done. Why do you think people get invited on the flights like that? It's not as a form of entertainment. It's a form of blackmail, people. I don't know what they have on Jeff Sessions. I hope it's nothing like that, but they've got something on him. He's clearly compromised. He needs to resign or be fired. He's got to go. I hope you're getting a sense of just how dirty things are in Washington, D.C. These people, Mueller, he covered up for Hillary Clinton. He covered up the Uranium One crimes of Hillary Clinton. He was the head of the FBI when Uranium One went through. He signed off on it. Uranium One was the selling out of the U.S. uranium supply to Russia-linked companies that donated over $100 million to the Clinton Foundation. And then Mueller surrounds himself with Trump haters. They actually had to fire one of the people off the FBI investigations team because he was such an anti-Trumper that he got caught tweeting his mistress with a bunch of anti-Trump tweets. And he's a big-time Hillary Clinton supporter. That's all this is a political witch hunt. And the thing they got Flynn on isn't even a crime other than the lying. The fact that Flynn was engaged in international diplomacy as part of the transition team, that's not a crime. There is no crime. It's part of the job, actually. It's just one more reason why, if the feds ever talk to you, your answer to them should be, I want my lawyer. Because if you remember something wrong, if you make a statement that later turns out to be not exactly precision correct, you can be charged with lying to the FBI, even though Hillary Clinton lies every day to everybody, and even though the government lies to you and me constantly. The government lies all the time. The politicians lie. The candidates that get elected to the Senate lie, lie, lie. That's all they do is lie. Talk about what they're going to do, and then they don't do it. They're lying all the time. Maybe it should be a crime for government officials to lie to the public. How about that? Why are we giving the government all this power in the first place? That's the real danger here. The fact that government has become so large, so powerful, so corrupt, and so dangerous to American citizens. I keep going back to John W. Whitehead at the Rutherford Institute, author of the book, American Battlefield. He's absolutely right. The government's way too strong, too powerful, too corrupt. It has become a danger to the American people. Trump's about the only thing holding back the dam, the floodgates of total tyranny at this point, which is why they're trying to get rid of Trump by any means necessary, including running this Robert Mueller, James Comey, Hillary Clinton witch hunt. I'll cheer for America if those three clowns get arrested and charged with corruption and fraud and spend their lives in prison, which is where they belong. We'll see what happens. You can check out my website to stay up to date on all this. Trump.news. I've also got newstarget.com. Trump.news and newstarget.com. Thank you for listening. God bless America. We got to save this country. It's up to we the people. Seriously. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.